Hey everyone, welcome to the first episode of Behind the Music, a feature podcast here at Radio Laurier, where I, your host, Abigail Heckbert, interview upcoming Canadian artists and musicians from across the country. Today's episode features Van the Man, a young artist from Peterborough, Ontario, who dreams of sharing his good vibes and music with the world. All of his socials and music will be linked below, so go check it out and enjoy this episode. Bye! My first question that I have for you is, can you tell us a little bit about you and your music?
Yeah, so my name is Van the Man, and I'm a 20-year-old musician from Peterborough, Ontario. I've been making music since I was 13, and I've just recently come out with a new single called Vogue, and we're in the process of shooting the music video for that this coming month. And I've just been out here every day just making music and sharing my music with the world.
Yeah, that's really awesome. I saw the trailer for your music video and I thought that was really cool. I was very impressed.
Thank you, appreciate it.
So what inspired you to make music?
Well, when I was a little kid, I think I was like 13 or something, I listened to Tyler the Creator for the first time, and there's something about, I don't know, the song If You, like one of my friends played it, and it was in such a weird moment, and thus far when I'd heard rap and stuff like that, it was like, I don't know, very stereotypically rap, you know, and so like I'd be used to hearing just like swear words and just whatever, the boom, boom, it's just like it's that kind of vibe. And then when I heard that, it's like, this is kind of weird and out there, and it's not exactly stereotypical. So I heard that, and later that year I got my first laptop, and ever since then I've been making beats every day and writing raps and practicing my singing and just kind of getting better, and now I'm at this point where I've got a lot of music together, and I'm actually sharing it with the world, and it's really cool.
Yeah, that's really awesome actually, and it's a good little segue into my next question, which, are there any artists or musicians that inspire your music or your sound or like your artistry in general?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, definitely starting off, Tyler the Creator, Wiz Khalifa, Mac Miller, those are definitely people who really took it off for me. I'd go skateboarding or I'd be like in the bus and I just listen to them all the time, because that just kind of seemed what an artist would be like. Same with Waka Flocka Flame and stuff. More recently I've been getting into artists like Yao Gilberto and like Amy Winehouse and a whole bunch of different other people who really, really inspire me, and actually seeing who they work with. A big thing for me as far as my development was doing research as to who's in charge of all these things, because you see these artists who are like, I don't know, Mac Miller, or like Tyler the Creator, like I don't even know, some big artists, and you just see them. But when you actually peel back the layers, there's all these different people who are in charge. And especially with Vogue, something that was really exciting was being able to work with some of the people who are in charge of that back end, which is really cool. A lot of research going into this, and a lot of just fulfillment for me. So it's been really cool.
Yeah, once you do some research into the industry, there's actually a lot more, as you mentioned, layers that go into stuff. There's a lot of different areas that need to be filled in order for artists and bands to actually like come together and become successful. So definitely. I think you have a great point there. And speaking of all of those different people, do you have like a creative process that you go through when like writing a song or a piece of music or a melody, stuff like that?
Totally do. Like, I mean, it's always different, because I mean, I think for every song to be different, there has to be kind of a different approach. But generally, like I practice music a lot, and then I try to make a beat like every day, and I write lyrics all the time. Like I'll be going to bed and like, I gotta wake up and write stuff. And so usually I'll come into my studio, I'll get myself in the headspace, and I'll make something. And if it really speaks to me, it's like, okay, maybe I do like a verse to this or something like that. And I go through my old notes. I'll make new stuff. I'll make new flows. And I'll usually get a song off in like one session. And that's like, that's the song. And then it's me tweaking it for like a month. And then, I don't know, like with Vogue, for example, that's the single that I just dropped. I had written that in university, 2019, which is my first year in university. And basically, I went into the studio and I did the whole song in one take. Just like, I think it was something like 3 hours. I just went in and did it. And then I sat on that song for a long time. And then it was about a few months ago. I was listening to Mac Miller, or I think it was Wiz Khalifa. And it was Mac Miller. And he had said, everything I do recorded by Big Germ. And I was like, Big Germ, I need to figure out everything about this. So I looked into Big Germ and I realized he's responsible for so much music I love. And he's a mixer. And my song needed to be mixed really badly. I'd done a bunch of mixing myself because I basically do everything by myself thus far. And I was like, I need this to be done kind of professionally. So people actually like listen to this, like, okay, this is legitimate. So I sent him some stuff and we went back and forth and kind of developed like a working like friendship. And he mixed the song and the whole album, and like just hearing it back was so crazy. Like this is like one of my heroes that I just happened to like email, and he got back to me and we just kind of developed this thing, and he mixed the songs. It's a really cool thing. Yeah. But anyway, that's a little tangent.
No, I love that. That's great. What was it like to work with him?
Oh, it was amazing. Like for me, it felt like I had seen all these different musicians that I like, all these different people. And then it felt like there's like some level of unachievability for it, because I don't know, I make this stuff all myself. I do this all the time, but it's like, as far as getting that stamp, that's like, I don't know, it looks like a full package. It felt like I was missing something. And then when I reached out to him, and he was down to work with me. He was really kind to me. And he's like really excited about the kind of vision I had and the what I was doing. And he was like, yeah, you know, like I'll work with this. And he like, about also, for people who don't know, mixing is like making sure like the levels of a song are right. Like, so if I'm playing a guitar and then I've got my voice, it's like making sure the guitar is not louder than my voice, or, you know, that kind of stuff. And I don't know, if I want a little bit of echo on my voice, it's not like a, hey, it's like a, hey, hey, hey. So that kind of stuff, like that, he does that kind of stuff. And when he sent it back to me, it was like he'd taken something that was kind of small and just maxified it, humongified it. And it was a really cool experience. Like, yeah, it was one of the best things ever. When I played it in my car afterwards, I was just like crying. I was like, this is the best thing ever.
That's really nice, actually, to see something that you've worked so hard on to actually come to life and it sound even more polished than you already thought it was. That's really awesome.
Exactly.
Speaking of your single Vogue, so tell us what it was like to write and what is it about in general?
Totally. So like at the time I was going through a bit of a breakup and it was not nice. Like, it was not nice in the way that like literally it was like a breakup and then I leave the house and then like dramatic irony, like it started raining, like it was bad. It was this kind of situation where I kind of felt really like almost inadequate afterwards. Like I was like checking her Instagram and seeing her doing cool stuff. I'm like, oh man, look at me. And so it was one night, it was kind of late. And I went to the studio at Queens, and there's this place called Gene Royce Hall, I'm blanking on the name, but it's this little dungeon of a studio. And there was like a couple synthesizers and in this like broom closet area. And I got like a Shure mic and just kind of sat down with my little laptop. And I was just completely vibing off the situation. I started playing with some synthesizers and I found a few sounds that I really liked. I made a few sounds. I played with some drums a little bit, like there's some drum samples, and I figured out how to kind of put some cool effects on it. And I just kind of made the song in, I don't know, like 3 or 4 hours. And then I was just completely vibing off of it. I had been listening to a little bit of music beforehand. When I first finished the song, I was like, yeah, it was a cool song. Like I didn't really think too much of it. And then I sent it to Germ and he mixed the whole album. When I got back, I was like, this is the single. This song is so sick. Like, like it had me jumping around the house. Like it's a lot of energy to it. It's a lot of energy. If you're listening to it, you got to be moving. You got to be like skateboarding. You got to be like on a run. Like something's got to be happening. Like it's a really good vibe.
Yeah, when I first listened to it, it kind of just gives you're right, the energy in it. Like, kind of, even if you're sitting down, it makes you want to dance in your seat. Like, I don't know what it is about it. It was so good. I was like genuinely so impressed, and it was mixed and mastered very well, actually. And of course, the unavoidable topic that we have all gone through over this past year, this horrible pandemic. So how did COVID kind of affect you as like an artist? Was there anything that it prevented you from doing, or would you say that it opened doors in terms of like your creativity and kind of doing your own thing?
So for a time, I thought it was really prohibiting me from doing stuff. And then I realized it's like the biggest opportunity I'd ever been given. When COVID hit, I was like, it just happened that I was going to take a year off from school, figure out this music, get it done, like all that stuff. And then COVID hit, and I'm like, okay, whatever. I had this little moment, like I got a job or whatever, and I was just kind of working at that really hard. I just had this moment where it's like, I'm always tired. I'm just doing this. And I decided, I have this chance where I'm at home. I have the fortunateness to be at like a house that's kind of comfortable. And so I just decided, I'm going to actually treat this like a job because I was working so hard at this part-time job. Like, I mean, not like, oh, this is the hardest thing in the whole universe, but I mean, it gave me work ethic that I had to be up at a certain time and I had to just be there and I had to work. And at one point I ended up leaving and I was just, I'm just going to get up at 7 a.m. and just work on music all day and then like stop at 9. That really allowed me to take off with my music. I mean, at the start, it was really, really hard because I'd get up and then just be like, ah, like I don't want to do stuff. But I mean, if I started making myself a regimen, the more that the days kind of became the same, where I'd just be like, okay, I gotta practice this. I gotta do my thing. I gotta go over here. I gotta make like two beats today. I have to practice my vocals or whatever and like work out. And it's like the more I did that, the more it's like, oh, my creativity is kind of starting to take. Allow stuff to push out because I'm making stuff. I'm like the gears are moving, and I learned all. I had to like learn a whole bunch. I had to learn how to reach out to people. I had to learn how to push myself to strive further than just being a musician. I mean, since I was 13, I've made music frequently, constantly, but it's a different thing to be. This is my job, and this is what I do. And since I've treated it like a job, like things have been really doing well. It's really been cool.
Yeah, that's good. So it gave you an opportunity to push yourself and kind of take what you're doing a little bit more seriously. It gave you the time to practice, which is nice to hear. I feel like a lot of people are kind of hidden behind like a facade that it comes easily, that everything is like, oh, I already knew how to do this, or it's just a natural born talent. Whereas like a lot of people like yourself are acknowledging that you have to work really hard to achieve those things, especially when it comes to actually making the music and putting things together in the end. That's really,
Exactly. And I have like the
really nice.
perfect excuse to be in my COVID cave. I mean, like the studio is my COVID cave right now. Like I've locked myself in a room with like some drums and like a keyboard and a mic, and that's all I do. And it's like I don't know, it's not like I can be like, oh, but like so and so invited me to do something. Like I can't, like I'm
Yeah, like
not
there's no more
allowed.
excuses.
Yeah. I mean it can suck when it's like, oh man, I want to go outside. But like at to a certain degree also, like I'm starting to actually make this into a thriving kind of situation. It's really, I'm appreciating it.
Especially having a positive like outlook on, oh yes, COVID sucks, but it's like I'm healthy and I'm able to stay inside as in your COVID cave and make music. So you mentioned that you did music as a child, and did you know that you wanted to pursue music like since you were young, or was it maybe like a backup? You were like, oh, I'll go to school, because you mentioned that you went to university, took a year off. Did you know that this was like, this is my end all be all, but I'll get a degree just in case?
Literally, I've always known this. Like, I think, like, I remember being a child and like, I'm going to be doing something that's in the public eye for sure. Like, that's what I want. That's just what it is. And then, I mean, I've always made music and stuff like that, and I've always looked up to people who are like out there in that kind of format. And it's not, I don't know, it's not some kind of pride thing to me. To me, it just seems like the only way I see myself is that voice in the headphones. You know what I mean? Like, that's just the way I feel like. And I definitely pursued school in a sense that I need to, it needs to be a fallback plan because music is like the most unsure thing in the universe. I think definitely once I started taking like a job, it seemed a little bit more safe. I'm on a year off right now, so it's definitely something I could come back to, and I respect my school. It's something that's good. But I mean, when I was in school, definitely I felt checked out the entire, like I'd work really hard to not feel checked out. I'd always go home and just make beats, or on like breaks, I'd just make beats. I'd like be like, sometimes it'd be like tough because I'm just, that's all I do. And it's hard to keep up with other stuff when you're, that's all you do. And so I've always known this is the thing for me. But yeah, I don't know if that answers the question.
No, yeah, that's perfect. It's definitely like a passion of yours, especially knowing within yourself that being in the public eye, that's a great way to describe it. Like, that was always something that you were like, this is for me. This is kind of like, not to be cheesy, but like, it's your destiny to do something that like is creative and you are known for. It just, you can make music and not necessarily want to be like famous, but it's kind of a package deal, unfortunately.
I'm not looking at it in the way of being like, oh, I want to be like famous. I'm looking at it in the way of, I have music that I want people to hear because it comes from me and I believe in it and I know it's dope. And I want other people to listen to it and feel it and be like, you know, this makes me feel a certain kind of way. And that's really what's important to me. That's fully what's important to me.
Yeah, making content that makes other people happy or makes them smile, gives them like a good feeling inside.
Exactly. And
Yeah.
do that in the biggest scale that I can.
So since COVID is kind of getting a little bit better, thankfully, we have vaccines now. Are you going to like start performing in places, or like have you performed in spaces before? What's the scoop on like live performances for you?
Yeah, okay, so before COVID hit, I was doing live performances like as much as possible. And it was kind of weird balancing school with it. I'd be like on a weekend or something like that, or like at nighttime. During COVID, I had the opportunity to do one show. It was when restrictions were a little bit lower. And there was an event in Peterborough that was really cool. And I got to meet some really cool bands and a bunch of different people. But the second COVID's over, I'm telling you, I'm performing. I've been contacting like crazy all these different venues. It's definitely like, people are like, you get them on the phone and it's like, hey, like, what are you gonna do? Like some shows. I really want to do a show. It's like, have you looked outside? Like, do you know it's COVID still? I'm like, yes, just put me on, man. I've been practicing every day to get that live show because the second that COVID is over, I'm telling you, I'm out the gates. I'm ready. And so I'm really excited for shows to show up because really for me, it's like I've used social media a lot recently just so I can talk to people and kind of share my experience. I do this live stream every Friday at 7, and I make beats with people, and that's cool. But like for me, I think performance and being able to see people in the flesh is so, it's so big. You can share your songs with people and you see them in live, in real time, like reacting and bobbing their heads or being like, yeah, you know, and people come up to you afterwards, like, oh, you know, I like this song. Or like, you know, like that song was like kind of nice for me. It's like, yeah, I really am excited for COVID to end and I can do that. So yeah.
Yeah, live performances I think are a big game changer. It like it definitely opens an opportunity for you to become out there with people that might not have clicked on your stuff on Spotify or had it come up in their like recommended playlist on Apple Music or whatnot. I know a lot of openers that I've seen at like festivals or at concerts. I'm like, oh, I've never heard of that person, but I will check out their music after this
Exactly.
because their live performance was so good. Especially when it comes to hearing them live, that almost is like an even bigger step up because when someone is really good live, you're like, ooh, they're really good.
Exactly.
But yeah, I think that's really awesome. Speaking of touring or opening for people, what would be your dream like tour lineup? If you could go on tour with anybody or open for anybody, who would it be and why?
Is it allowed to be from any year?
Absolutely. It can be
Okay.
anybody.
So, okay, dream lineup. I'd have Chance the Rapper from 2013 when he's doing acid rap. And I think probably like maybe Mac Miller from that time. probably Coldplay, because their live show is crazy. I'd probably be like a, I'd probably be before Coldplay, let's be honest, but I'd be somewhere in the middle there, because those two personalities, those two bands, those are two that really bring a lot of energy to the table, and I think really have a lot of good following. And I think, I don't know, I think maybe we have similar streams of people who might listen. I don't know. That'd be definitely a really cool tour. It's really cool to see who people bring out too. I saw, before COVID hit, I saw a JPEG Mafia concert, and it was interesting to see who he brought. He brought a rapper on stage, and it's just like interesting to see how people view their own genres when they bring another person out on stage with them. But yeah.
Yeah, no, that's super valid. And that's actually a great lineup. I would probably attend that show. That sounds awesome. Especially Coldplay. I've seen them once live. They were at the Rogers Center, probably like 2017-ish. And their live show was incredible. I don't know.
Curiosity, did you have that like light up band thing?
Yeah.
I might have been at the same concert.
Really? That's funny.
That's so sick.
Yeah, that's awesome. You mentioned your live streams on Friday at 7. Can you like talk a little bit more about that? Share what that's like, and also what platform is it on?
So on Instagram, I go on Instagram Live at 7 p.m. every Friday. And basically what I do is I go on, I give people updates on what's happening in life. Like I've got a music video happening like July 24th. We're doing for Vogue. And then it's like, this is like what's just happened. And then I'll make a beat live with people. So like, I don't know, I'll beatbox something, or I'll play something on the keyboard. And then elaborate onto that beat until we've got like a whole thing happening. And often I'll also get people to be like, hey, you want to like hop on with me, and you can like make a weird sound. So someone will be like, and then they'll like, like that thing, like I'll turn into a beat, and then I'll often like freestyle onto it and like just do really random freestyles. And then I'll often just kind of end by being like, yo, here's the single, check it out, and just kind of, I don't know, communicate with people and see what they're doing in their day. Because I mean, at the end of the week, people are kind of like, I just want to chill and have like some fun or something. And it's just another kind of avenue for people to just like, I don't know, you worked all week, come hang out with me, like let's talk about stuff, like what'd you do this week, like let's make a beat together, let's have fun. So that's what I've been doing on Instagram, and I've been doing that for like a few months now, and it's been doing pretty well. So it's fun.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's a great way to build up an audience as well, because that can be something that you're like recognized for. Be like, hey, did you watch Van's live stream where he made a cool song? Like, that's a really good way to like gain recognition and kind of like, in a sense, like obviously from a marketing perspective, like brand yourself in a way. Obviously that's not everybody's like cup of tea, but it's a really good thing to do. And I think your brand is recognizable across platforms. Like sticking to that is really cool. And I think it will get you places, especially because being recognizable is something that a lot of people know your name. It's good. That's all I'm saying by saying this. So my final question is there any advice you'd like to give to anybody listening or your fans about pursuing their dreams?
100%. I think everyone to a certain degree knows in their heart that there's something that interests them. If there isn't something that interests you yet, then you'll find it. I know you will. But as far as that goes, you need to trust your heart on things. And that's what I've really done with my music. For a long time, I was really lying to myself about like, oh, you know, like I just make beats all the time and I just rap. That's just what I do. And then I realized like, no, I should take this seriously. So you got to treat yourself like a professional. You got to find your niche wherever it is. Even if you haven't found it yet, you'll find it, and just chase it. Go out and do it. Because when you do actually get down to doing that every single day, like you want to get up, you want to do things, because it's awesome and it's your life and your life freaking rocks. And yeah, that's my advice.
that's awesome. I think that's a really great piece of advice that is applicable to a lot of people, especially nowadays. So That's really cool. Thank you so much for joining me on
Thank you
Behind the
so much for
Music.
having me.
Thank
Yeah,
you.
thank you. Do you mind if I do a quick plug for my my socials?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. I appreciate it. So on Facebook, you can find me at Van the Man Official. Instagram is Van the Man underscore official. Twitter is real underscore Van the Man. And on TikTok, I'm Van underscore the underscore man underscore official.
That's awesome. Cool. So
thank
they can
you.
Find you on all of those socials.
Yes.
Perfect. All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
No problem.